The tension in the air was so thick you can cut it with a knife. Now, this doctor guy in street clothing was pacing back and forth at the foot of my bed. There I was, tracking him with my eyeballs, the only thing that wasn't radiating in pain. Pain radiated throughout my body as if someone cut a thick-ass cable cord and just jammed that shit up the base of my spine. I was out of my mind in pain and sleep deprivation. I could no longer fight off the thought of dying. The body wasn't designed for this shit. I was exhausted. The only thing that kept me present here was this ever overwhelming sense of mommy bliss. That was my only lifeline. Now, when this doctor guy began to speak, he immediately apologized for the lengthy MRI, contrast and non-contrast. He explained that he was on his way out of the hospital. He was done with his shift. And he overheard some nurses discussing my symptoms, and he insisted that they include an MRI in addition to the CAT scan. Now, I know I've had CAT scans in the past, a few years prior, but nothing really came of it. This pain was familiar. He continued. So, why did you wait so long to come in? My husband yelled out, because she's stubborn as hell. And I was really too exhausted to argue. Then he asked me, did you have a baby recently? Now, I was still brooding over my birthing experience. And I said yes. And then I had to have a C-section because the baby decided to turn last minute. The doctor immediately paused and ran his fingers through his hair. He looked baffled, and then he continued to pace. Miss Sapp, you have a growth in your spinal cord, in the most innermost area of your spine, and it hemorrhaged. You're bleeding to death. He paused. And then he continued to say, now, I don't know if you believe in divine intervention, but your son turning last minute saved your life. This undetected tumor grew, and the pressure of the vaginal birth would have been catastrophic. Your son is your hero, Miss Sapp. For a moment, I felt a tremendous weight lift off of my shoulders. All these fucking years trying to alleviate this pain with aspirin. The pain wasn't imaginary. It wasn't just in my head. It wasn't because I was cranky. I felt such a sense of closure. Such a sense of relief I've never felt before. And in that moment, I just let out a big grasp of air. In that moment, I just let out a big sigh of relief. And I just wanted to be administered a strong enough pain medication so I could finally get some fucking sleep.